What's up, delinquents? Happy Friday! That's Friday for people that are excited about it. Anyway, let me tell you something, okay? Sometimes you gotta take life by the horns, alright? You gotta grab the bull by the horns. But if you grab the bull by the horns and you do such a good job, people are gonna want you to grab the bull by the horns again, and then you're eventually gonna get ran over by a beast. That beast is a metaphor for work, my friends. When you're so good at something, they want you to keep doing that one thing. That something. They want you to keep doing it. Why? Because you're good at that. You're proficient at that. Why would they want you to move up or be in the office or climb the ladder, so to speak, when you could be doing the job that you're doing so well now? Well, I've been in the office in my current job for a while now. Like a significant amount of time. But due to manpower, you know, I was asked to do a couple things. And now, because I did that one thing like a week ago, now I've done like four things since then. And I'm not even cleared for my back surgery that was, you know, 5 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? So now my back is like, all right, I need you to calm it down. I need you to, you know, just step back a little bit. Because right now, I'm grabbing the bull by the horns again, and I'm getting ran the fuck over. But I can take it, because I'm a beast. I'm a beast. Okay. So I hope you guys had a good week. The week is over. Welcome to the weekend. If you're listening to this on a Monday, sorry. Weekends go way too fast, my friends. I don't know why, they just go way too fast. You work 5 days, you bust your ass. When you're on salary, okay, you're working way more than 40 hours a week. You know that, right? It's like they want to pay you salary because if it was an hourly rate, it'd be a lot, right? But if you work over that hourly rate, as you're expected to do when you're on salary, that's time and a half based on whatever that hourly rate would be. That's why they give you salary. Okay? So, if you go over that 40, oh, too bad, so sad, you're working for free. You're working for free. And I have to do that in my job, and so do my coworkers that are in the office, too. We just accept it, you know? For the greater good. For the bonuses that we get in Christmas time. That was a joke. That was a joke. I don't remember getting a bonus. I do remember getting a raise. I think it was like 1%. Which is something, I guess. A little bit at a time. I'm getting too old to think that I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life. Okay? I've seen people like 65 years old that are still doing this shit. Okay? I'm 43. I don't want to do this for another 22 years. I cannot do it. I'm good at it, but I don't want to be, I'm not grabbing the bull by the horns, okay? The older I get, the weaker I get, but the bull stays exactly at the same strength, and that bull's going to kick my ass eventually. It probably already has, which is why my back, you know, herniated disc, all that jazz. You guys know what I'm talking about. So, just wanted to vent and get that off my chest. Oh, man. Does anybody drink iced coffee through a straw that has a pair of testicles? Because I can't do it. I don't drink anything through a straw. Unless it's movie theater stuff. I can understand like a movie theater Coke or something. Or maybe like a McDonald's Coke. You're driving. I get that. That makes sense to me. But just like out there where there's, where people could see you. No, thank you. I can't do it. It's emasculating, in my opinion. And, ladies, you should know this too. It gives you wrinkle lines, like straw lines. Gen Z invented a straw that goes across your lips, and it counteracts the lines. But you look like a fucking idiot. It's dumb. It's dumb. All right. In other news, Israel bites back, finally, again. You notice that every time Israel does something, everyone freaks the fuck out, but Israel only counteracts. They react. They retaliate. They don't initiate shit. They don't initiate a damn thing. So over the night last night on the 18th of April, they attacked Iran. They sent fucking missiles to Iran. Just a little something. Just a little something something. Unmanned drones. And they sent it towards the area where they have nuclear, you know, facilities. Possibly building a nuclear bomb. Right now, their plutonium is enriched to about 83% last time that anyone checked. They need to be 90% for it to be nuclear capable. And the missiles that they sent to Israel last week to counteract Israel killing a fucking terrorist general fuckhead that arranged October 7th. Yeah, that guy. Well, he's dead, okay? So, Iran got mad. They sent 300 or so drones and missiles, and they were knocked out of the sky. Great. Good, good, good. The missiles that they were sending are the missiles that are capable of holding a nuclear warhead. Let's see if we could get the distance, you know? I'm willing to bet that they are nuclear capable right now. So, yeah. Iran's trying to be a little sneaky snake, is what they're trying to do. Little sneaky snake of Iran. Good. I'm glad Israel's biting back. You're sending 300 missiles at Israel after they killed the terrorist that, you know, planned October 7th in Syria. And you've been using your proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, to send multiple attacks from multiple directions in Israel's way, and you decide to directly attack Israel. And you say, oh, this is it, okay, that's it, we're going to call it a wash, this is what's going to happen, and it's over. You better not retaliate, otherwise the full force of the blob, shut the fuck up, okay? Israel is small, but they are mighty. They are very mighty. You don't want this fucking fight. Israel could take all of you out by itself. And, come to find out, Biden might have actually said okay to Iran. Be like, okay, you could do it, but don't do it too much. Nothing too bad. Don't go crazy now. Could you imagine a terrorist freaking state asking our president or telling our president that they're going to attack our ally? And we're just sitting here like, okay, that's fine. No worries. What the fuck is happening? America, what is going on? We got people in Columbia University saying we are Hamas. Death to Israel, death to America. Get the fuck out of our country. We're done with you little dumb, ignorant, undisciplined little brats. We're going to meet you in the street. We're going to see you eye to eye. They were all arrested yesterday. And they were all released. Because why? New York. That's fucking why. This most biased fucking city in our country, where there's a trial going on against Donald Trump. They finally got the jury. The defense, Trump's defense, used all of their, I don't know, 10 checks, I guess. Like, you check a juror as in, like, we don't want them. Like, you're gone. Like, you could dismiss 10 jurors. And then you're done. You're screwed. Then you could, like, after you use all your dismisses for the jurors you don't want, let's say there's another juror you don't want, you could go to the court and be like, this is biased, this person is biased, and the court will be like, oh, okay, you're right, and they could get rid of them. But they won't. You know why? Because New York, that's why. These bratty little fucks. Meet them in the street. Meet them in the street. Wear your Star of David, wave your Jewish flags, whether you're an ally, whether you're not. Whether you're just a fucking American that loves our country. These people are saying death to America. Get the fuck out of here. You're saying death to America in the country that you live in, and we're supposed to just sit there? That's not free speech, by the way. That's not free speech. That's hate. You're breeding hate. You're talking about a genocide that doesn't exist while screaming for a genocide. Every day. Pro-Palestine, blah, 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 Hamas, 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 from the river to the sea. There is only one solution Anti-Fada is the solution. They don't want Jews to exist, people. This has nothing to do with Zionism. All right? This has nothing to do with Zionism. This has to do with Jewish hate. These Islamic Nazi fuckheads. And yes, they can be. Actually, this is fucking propagandist bullshit, but it's spreading like a fucking cancer to these ignorant youths. Israel left Rafah, remember? They withdrew from Rafah. Okay, so there could be humanitarian aid. Who gives humanitarian aid to their fucking enemies? We do, apparently. We're building a fucking dock to help the fucking, help Hamas. What do you think? Who do you think is going to collect all these goods? The humanitarian aid. Who do you think is going to do it? Hamas is going to do it. And they're going to sell it back to the fucking people that have nothing to pay for. Hey, Palestinians. You want to be free? You want your own state? Get rid of fucking Hamas. You could be your own Palestinian state. Stop having fucking terrorist assholes negotiate what's right for you as they hide behind you like you're a human shield. Because that's what they're doing. When you put your bases in schools and mosques and hospitals, you're a coward. You elected these fuckheads. All right? In 2006, might have been 2007, you elected these morons. And there hasn't been an election since. And you want a solution? You want a Palestinian state? Get rid of the terrorists that you elected to lead you. How about that? Revolt. Take out Hamas yourself. But you won't. Because you're either one, scared, or two, you actually agree with them. You don't want Western culture. You don't want to assimilate. You don't want to melt in. Now, we're having this fucking culture from like the 600 AD spreading like a cancer in America. These people are like, death to Israel, kill the Zionists, anti-Semitic this, anti-Semitic that. You want all the Jews to be dead. And you don't like Western culture, but you live in America. The squad, I'm looking at you. You want progressive socialist views, and you pretty much want Sharia law here. Which is funny, because the squad wouldn't exist. You wouldn't be allowed to be in Congress or the Senate or be a leader or drive a fucking car, okay? AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. Joe Biden has to decide between Dearborn, Michigan or Israel. And right now, he's leaning toward Dearborn, Michigan, which is a fucking joke. I am not talking about Muslims. I am talking about Islamic extremist fuckheads. That's what I am talking about. I am not talking about Muslims that like America, live the American dream, work 9 to 5, pay their fucking taxes, you know, do the right thing, coexist with other religions, zero hate. I'm not talking about you. Absolutely not. I am talking about the ones that hide their faces behind their little cool scarves, right? And wave Palestinian flags and bang on freaking guardrails and tell the cops, call cops pigs and say they're all fucking bad and call the NYPD Nazis and Jew protectors. These people need to be done. They need to die. Literally and physically. I don't give a shit anymore. This idea, this mind think that is going on in our youth, Columbia University, fuck you. We're coming for you. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. You will not win this. You will not win this. Absolutely ridiculous. Chicago is spending $70 million on illegal immigrants. They're calling them migrants. No, they're not. They're not migrants. They're illegal. You're missing the precursor to migrants. Illegal migrants. Illegal immigrants. Illegal aliens. They're from fucking China. They're from the Middle East. They're from Africa. Where are the Latinos? Well, where are the fucking Latinos coming from Latin America? How are we getting people from Ghana? Anybody? Does anybody know how are we getting people from fucking Somalia? The Congo? China? Jesus, it doesn't make any sense. We don't even have fucking refugees from Ukraine. How about that? That I can understand. Maybe. But the Democratic Party is very weird. Whenever there's a refugee, it depends on which way they lean, right? So, for instance, refugees from Europe in World War II. A lot of Jews came here. FDR was like, no, thank you. But no, you got actual military-aged men from, you know, Africa and China and the Middle East and Latin America getting flown all over the fucking country where it's purple, where they need votes. And who's flying them there? Joe Biden is. Under what? Under our taxpayer dollars. Weird. $70 million of taxpayer money in Chicago is going to illegal migrants. What about the fucking people on the south side of Chicago? What about the black community that's being eclipsed? You don't like the black community anymore, Democrats? Why? Because they're waking up? So you gotta lean on these illegal immigrants that are ignorant to everything? They love Biden. You know why they love Biden? Because Biden lets them come here. Ask them. Ask them in whatever language they speak, because they don't speak fucking English. You know? They don't want to assimilate to us. They don't want to live the American dream. They're going to do whatever they are told. We are being invaded from the inside, and the Biden administration is the freaking vessel of how they're getting here. Does anybody find that weird? I find that weird. Absolutely sickening. Millions upon millions of taxpayer money to help illegal people that should not be here in the first place, instead of helping the people that have struggled and paid taxes and know the strife. New York, Harlem, love Trump. They love Trump. Love him. New York might go red. Chicago's going red. There was a fucking Southside woman, person of color, saying, you're done. You're using all this to help them, and they just got here. Why are you spending millions of dollars on people that shouldn't even be here in the first place? You should spend the money to send them back. But no, you don't want to help. You don't want to help American citizens. You don't want to help Chicagoans or people of New York. You don't want to do that. Which is an absolute slap in the face. And everyone's seeing it. The black community knows it. Latinos that did it the right way, that understand the immigration process, Eastern Europeans, anybody that has come to America and done it the right way, look at what is happening now at the Biden administration, and they are fucking sick. They're like, fuck this guy, are you serious? Meanwhile, we're paying Iran to attack Israel. No, all the sanctions, every single one of them. Make Iran broke again. How about that? We need to support Israel by any means necessary. You know what happy Palestinians are? Palestinians are? You know what free? You know what makes Palestinians free? The state of Israel. How about that? Jews are not allowed in Gaza. Why? Because they'll fucking die. Muslims from Gaza are allowed in Israel to work or do anything. They just have to go through a check like a fucking security gate, like an airport. Why? Because some of y'all can't be trusted. That's why. When October 7th happened or 9/11 happened and you're dancing in the fucking street, that's a little suspect, don't you think? But no, these are the people that we're protecting. These are the people that the American taxpayer is funding. We're still giving millions upon millions of dollars to Ukraine, but we're not letting them play offense. You're not allowed to play offense, Ukraine. Only defense. Only defense. It gives us... It's like money laundering, billions upon billions of dollars. There's no accountability for where this money is going, what it's for. You know how to end the war in Ukraine? Give them everything they want. Give them air support. They want to be part of NATO. Sweden just became part of NATO. That's not a problem. Or is it Switzerland? One or the other. Yeah, boom, like right overnight. Not a problem. Ukraine can't? Why? Is this a BlackRock thing? Is this some fucking money thing because there's money in war? I understand that there's money in war, but I don't want to hear anything about humanitarian aid or helping the people or Ukraine deserves better. This war could have been over 2 years ago. Give them air support. Oh, it's not our war. It's not our fight. Bullshit. It is our fight. Budapest Memorandum, 1994. Ukraine, give us all your nuclear weapons. Oh, I don't know. we'll be invaded. We have no countermeasures if we're attacked, you know? Oh, don't worry about that, says Great Britain and the United States. We'll defend you if anything happens. Right, Russia? You're not going to do anything? Yeah, sure. That's pretty much a Cliff Note version of the Budapest Memorandum. Russia won't do a fucking thing, and America and Great Britain got Ukraine's back. Just give up your nukes, and they did. And here the fuck we are, not defending Ukraine. Why? We're giving them little things at a time. Here's some helmets. Here's some bulletproof vests. We're going to get you tanks. Finally. This is like 18 months in. But it's going to take us a while to get there. It's going to take a while for them to get there. What the fuck? Just give them fucking air support. End the war right now. Fuck Crimea. Fuck the Donbass or whatever region. Just call it square. Ukraine, you keep what you got. Russia, you keep what you got. It's done. We're done now. If you push any further, air support. UN air support. But no! Because there's money in war. And there's billions of dollars. I don't want to hear shit about the deficit. Or how much Trump made the deficit worse because of fucking COVID. Which was bullshit. Biden's the one that closed everything down. Biden's the one that killed the mom and pop shops. Biden's the one that made everything freaking inflated. Biden's the one that tried to force the fucking vaccine down our throats, which is unconstitutional. Biden's the one that fucking left the border wide open. Why are we voting for this fucking old geriatric bitch? It doesn't make any sense. If you vote for Biden, the only reason you're voting for Biden is because you don't like Trump. I'm voting for Biden because he's not Trump. What about the policies? Huh? What about being an American? What about the American way? What about freedom, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness? Your happiness right now is going to fucking people that aren't even fucking American. That don't want to live the American dream. That don't want to assimilate or melt into the culture. They don't want to be part of the melting pot. Israel is the voice of the Western culture in the Middle East. And we're just sitting here doing fucking nothing. Did we help them knock those missiles out of the sky last week? Yeah. But we better not be, you know, frowning our faces at Israel for retaliating again. This is all they aren't initiating shit. Oh, they started it. Yeah. When you fucking punch somebody in the face, when you give somebody a black eye, and they come back and beat your ass, ta-da, that's fucking karma, my friends. Israel's doing the right thing. America's on the wrong side of history. We're placating to these fucking asshats. We're placating to these ignorant youths that don't understand what's going on. Everybody's a fucking tough guy until they get punched in the face. Mike Tyson said it best. Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Let them say whatever propagandist bullshit they want to. Punch them in the fucking mouth. Be like, really? You're full of shit. This is not the way. The American way is not what the Biden way, that's for sure. The terrorist way is. The terrorist way is the Biden way. 100% without a doubt. And we're better than that. All right, delinquents. I love you so much. And you love me. And I hope you have a great fucking weekend. And I will see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.